Coming up, we'll talk a pivotal win for sprint car driver Anthony Macri, the World of Outlaws sprint cars at Volusia, and a late model series that had had enough of their drivers not following the rules. Let's go. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Justin Fiedler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily. On the YouTube channel on Sunday, we released the third episode in the 410 Sprint Car Build Series with driver Zach Hampton. In the first two parts, Zach got started with a bare frame and then spent a bunch of time on interior parts and the dash. And in this newest video, he shifts to the rear end and shows us things like the rear brake setup, rear end installation, the torque tube, the driveline. There's lots of detail in there, and I hope you pay attention to Zach's dialogue because there are some sneaky, hilarious moments through these first few episodes. If you'd like to support Zach and his sprint car career, check out the video descriptions on those episodes. They include links to his merch site and his social media channels. At this moment, Zach is transitioning from Indiana to Knoxville, where he will race this season while also working for Dennis Gainey's Team DGRD. I'll put links below to the series and that latest video for you to check out if you would like to do that today. Down in Florida yesterday, the first of two World of Outlaws nights at Volusia was rained out. It was a typical Florida setup where it looked like things were okay. The sun was out, but there were storms around, and then the track ended up getting hit by one of those storms, and that ended the day's action. They'll try again today with $12,000 on the line, and I'm sure you're going to hear at some point about the car count. You may have heard about it already, as they're probably going to end up somewhere around 20 sprint cars for the event. My race pass showed 18 yesterday, but there was at least one or two cars that were there that weren't shown as signed in just yet. It sounds like had the weather not gone south, they would have been really close to the number they had in 2023 at this event, which was 23 sprint cars. I was told both Justin Peck and Kevin Newton decided to head home because of that poor weather forecast. And Peck and the Buick 13 did have these two races on their schedule initially. I wouldn't read too much into this event having a low car count. There's lots of reasons for that, but folks will certainly latch on to the negativity surrounding that, and that's not shocking these days. MRP did show three high limit drivers at Volusia with Jacob Allen, Corey Day, and Corey Eliason all signed in. The bulk of the high limit roster, though, chose to take the weekend off after Volusia, East Bay, and Golden Isles. After today, the sprint car teams will haul ass to Texas with Cannondale Speedway Park coming up this Friday and Saturday with the Outlaws. I have heard we'll see some of the other high limit guys run some of these Texas races over the next couple of weeks, including Brent Marks, who has sponsor and owner connections in the state. If you want to watch tonight, racing will be streamed live over on Dirt Vision. That is, if you cannot make it to the racetrack. At Lincoln Speedway yesterday, Anthony Macri won his first sprint car race since July of 2023. He had a mid-race battle, a really good mid-race battle with Kyle Moody through lap traffic, but Macri got the lead back on a restart and drove away in that lap traffic for the victory. Moody and Danny Dietrich rounded out the night's podium. Macri hadn't won a race since he'd left his family 39M team. That was hours before the Eldora Million was set to start last summer. He returned to the seat of that car late in 2023, and he and crew chief Joe Mooney have been working to get their form back ever since. They had some solid runs down south to start the season, including a second on the final night at Volusia that was during Dirt Car Nationals against the Outlaws, and a fifth against the high limit drivers at East Bay. You figured it was only a matter of time until they broke through again. Before things went sideways last year, Macri and Mooney had already won eight times together, including against the All-Stars, the Outlaws, and high limit. In 37 starts between their first win at Babs in March and their final race together at Port Royal in July, it was 8 wins, 29 top 5s, 31 top 10s, and an average feature finish of 4.97. That final 9-race stretch before Macri left the 39M included a weekly show at Huset's, two Ohio Speedweek shows, and a PA PA Speedweek. In that run of races, it was 9 straight top 4 finishes, including 3 wins. When these guys get rolling again and Macri is comfortable, they could easily get hot and stay hot. Now that this first win is knocked off as well, I would say some of the pressure is probably off Macri here. There's no doubt he struggled at times away from the 39M last year, and his confidence definitely took a beating. It was a pretty vivid illustration of just how difficult sprint car racing can be. Macri went from being one of the most talked about and highest earning sprint car drivers in the country to looking very pedestrian almost overnight. Yesterday's win, though, shows things are back on track again for this team. Weekly racing at Lincoln continues this coming Saturday, and Port Royal is slated to have their season opener as well in central Pennsylvania. I believe I saw Macri and the 39M will be at Port Royal on Saturday. The other big show from yesterday was the 20,000 to win March Madness Super Late Model Show that was at Cherokee Speedway in South Carolina. The Southern All-Stars sanctioned this event. Trent Ivey dominated, leading all 50 laps from the front row. He held off Brandon Overton late, who ended up bowing out with two to go with a flat tire. And I believe that flat tire was an American racer and not Hoosiers. The Southern All-Stars, I think, has a little bit different tire rule. I think I saw a picture yesterday where Overton's car on American racers. Donald McIntosh and Chris Madden joined Ivy on the day's podium. I don't know what it is about this race and this race track, but there always seems to be some measure of drama, and yesterday was no different. A year ago at this exact event at March Madness, we had Brandon Overton and Chris Madden, along with various crew members and other people, scuffling in the pits. And yesterday, things got weird before the feature even started. Jack Kofor, who is a great follow, by the way, if you're a Dirt Late Model fan, he's at JackKofor94 on Twitter. That's C-O-F-E-R. He tweeted yesterday about 4:30 p.m. Eastern time that Southern All-Star officials called off the program's four heat races because the super late model drivers wouldn't go to staging. They decided to just start all 25 late models on hand by qualifying times. Supposedly, after multiple passes through the pits by series officials calling for guys to line up for heats, only two cars were in the lanes ready to race. And this happened after the drivers had issues with the track surface during hot laps. And I was also told there was drama the night before at North Alabama for the Southern All-Stars event. There was even talk of moving the super late model feature to the end of the night as an added punishment against the drivers, but cooler heads prevailed that eventually didn't happen. Apparently, some drivers didn't want a heat race after qualifying. It was a topic of discussion at the drivers' meetings, with several drivers kind of popping in with their opinions. And there was plenty of finger pointing happening between the track, the series, the drivers. It was everybody else's fault. Fans in the stands and watching at home were obviously none too pleased that they didn't get to see heat races, which is understandable. There are, you know, the fans are really the ones who lose out in a situation like this. But who do you blame here? Is it the drivers for not going with the schedule and following the series directives, or the series for deciding they'd had enough and putting their foot down? I would tend to side with the series, as you can't let the inmates run the asylum, but this is bad no matter how you slice it. Either way, they don't call it March Madness for nothing, and Cherokee Speedway, the track your mama warned you about, also. That's it for the Daily Show today. You can see your Monday streaming options over at dirttracker.com/watchtonight. And while you're there, sign up for the Slider email newsletter and see the day's dirt racing updates. Hope you guys have a great Monday out there. We'll see you back here tomorrow.